Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Speaking about Chelsea, her love life continues. She keeps trying and trying. And you know what? That's what life's about, Joe.
Right? It continues to get weirder.
It does.
Why?
I don't understand.
Why is it so complicated? Every dude you go out with is like has this backstory of being like so complicated. And today is not the exception. She has a date for tonight. In today's Chelsea Radio Novela.
Chelsea Radio Love Story.
And the title is Entre el Amor y La Mentira.
Between love and a lie.
I just saw you look down at your notes.
Not that anymore.
See what that was.
I don't want everyone to... Listen, don't ruin the illusion that I speak Spanish. Come on, knock it off.
The pause was not that he was looking at his nose. It was for dramatic purposes, Chelsea.
You could actually hear my eyeballs look away.
So, Chelsea's going on a date with a new guy tonight. And this whole relationship has begun on the foundation of a lie.
Yep.
Straight up a lie.
Trickery. Yeah.
And we're about to get into what is up with that lie right there, ladies and gentlemen. Mentirosa means liar, by the way.
I knew that, dude.
I was wondering. I was like, what? Okay.
Duh, Chelsea.
She's like, why are you playing a Pitbull song? I'm down to dance.
Mr. 315, yeah.
305.
305.
Okay.
That's a different area code. Chelsea, what's going on? What is the lie? Tell us about this new guy that you're going to date with tonight.
So it's kind of awkward. Like, it's a little, I definitely have a little bit of, it's a little bit of a dilemma. Basically, I have this one friend. Maybe some people have the same kind of friend that, whenever I'm with her, she takes my phone and she tries to play this like matchmaker, you know? And so she'll take my phone and just text random people.
Oh, so your friend's like kind of a jerk.
Well,
like
I mean,
a funny jerk.
She means well. Her heart's
she
in the right
she's
place.
She's helping. She's like, Chelsea, you need help. You don't know how to talk to men. Watch
I mean,
this.
Maybe. But so like 9 months ago, you know, we were out drinking and like jokingly she takes my phone and she texts this guy. And it's a guy that she met in San Francisco, and like apparently she thinks he's really great. And I don't realize, you know, I realize that this guy's texting me back. I'm like, who is this? And she sort of fills me in. And she, what she texted him was, "Hey," to his name. I feel like I shouldn't say his name. And she's like, "It's Chelsea." Blah blah blah. And he responds back saying, "Who is? I'm sorry, I don't remember how we met." And she goes, come on, like, you know.
Like, please,
so,
dude.
Yeah, you know. And, like, life's a mystery. Like, kind of made this whole, like, cheeky joke.
She is good.
And so, anyways, that was 9 months ago. So, for the last 9 months, me and this guy have been texting.
You guys have a like, text relationship.
Yes. And he seems really cool. And it's funny. And every time I'm with my friend Mare, too, she'll, like, get on the phone and text him to, like, start the conversation again. I'm like, Mare, and I have to kind of clean it up.
Like, or do you just, like, clean it up like she gets dirty?
No, I mean, you know, I clean up the mess of like, oh, shoot, this isn't me. And I feel like and the guy seems really cool and nice. And I don't want to like, I'm at a place now where, and he, every time he comes to LA, because he lives in San Francisco, he wants to meet up. And I'm kind of, you know, but now we have this weird friendship on text message. So it's this really weird situation of like, now he's in LA this week and he like wants to meet up tonight. And he's like, are we finally going to meet all this stuff? Are we finally going to see each other again? It's been so long kind of thing. And he doesn't know how we know each other.
And I don't know.
And
I don't.
We've never met.
It's a lie.
And so it's like, dude, I feel sort of like I'm like, it's like a trick. Like he has no clue.
Well, you feel like that way because it is.
It is, kind of.
Two questions. One, your girlfriend Marin speaks very highly of him. Has she hooked up with him?
No.
That you know of?
No, she wouldn't. No.
All right, cool. Maybe that's the way some friends recommend. I mean, I recommend
him. Well, because afterwards she's like,
I took him for a test drive. He can get it done.
She's kind of like you guys because she's like, you just haven't dated their guys. This guy's a good guy. Like she thinks that I will like him. So she's all about it.
So my second question is, are you going to tell him the truth tonight?
I mean, I feel like I have to. You know, I'm not sure how. I feel like it's kind of awkward, but I feel like I have to put it out there and just say, look, we've never met before, and this is the situation. My friend Mayor's been texting you. That's the other thing. It's like some of the text messages aren't me. They've been my friend Mayor.
What if he doesn't like you?
Yeah.
He just likes Mayor. Well,
what if he's like, can you break down which texts are you and which ones are Mayor and your friend? Because I don't know who I like now.
Well, here's the thing. He follows me on social, so he knows about me. He knows enough about me.
Okay.
I didn't want to. I'm not trying to plant a seed of doubt in your head just for panic purposes.
Tonight.
Oh, gosh. It's so awkward.
La radionovela entre el amor y la mentira will continue.
The radio love story between love and a lie will continue.
Will Chelsea reveal the truth to Mr. Bay Area? You'll find out tomorrow at 8:25.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.